Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
Bergman, breaking news.
Uh-oh.
Surprising, not really. Jaime Jaquez enters the NBA draft.
Yeah, that he wasn't going to come back.
He could have, though. He had the right to. Do you think Tiger Campbell goes too?
I don't think he comes back. I think he transfers.
Really? Goes into the portal?
Wow.
Why? He's been so successful here.
Yeah, because I think they're bringing in other guys, and I think he can probably make more NIL money somewhere else.
Well, and Amari Bailey probably takes over the team next year as the main guy,
As Amari Bailey doesn't go into the draft.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's a good point, too.
That leads into the eternal question. Who's going to guard Drew Timmy?
No one. He scored 40 points in a college game. No one.
All right, so
he traveled every time.
I'm allowed to talk about the movie. I'm allowed to talk about the movie Air now.
Why were you not allowed to talk about it?
They asked me not to talk about it too much because I had a screener on the side. Well,
you honored it. I tried to get you to give me the screener, and you wouldn't give it up.
I could not.
But now I'll go on the road. I really hope the Lakers take care of business. If not, I'm going to be bouncing around the country like there's no tomorrow. And it's for, like, I don't want to fly to Minnesota for one game and then leave there and go to Memphis for a week.
Yeah.
I just need the Lakers lock in. Get a little luck. Get the six. We play Sacramento. That's a one-hour flight. I can come back and forth.
Lakers
home
win
run.
Out. Hey! Golden State loses.
Lock in. Come on.
Golden State loses at Sacramento, and they wind up being the six. Okay, so one of the things that I picked up, just a little nugget from the movie Air. Do you know where Nike got the Just Do It slogan?
No.
Okay. So Gary Gilmore, this criminal, went on a shooting spree.
Okay.
He was convicted and was sentenced to death by firing squad.
Okay.
Lined up and ready. They said, "Do you have any final words?" And Gary Gilmore said, "Just do it."
Are you kidding me?
That's where the slogan came from.
That story is unbelievable. How did I not know that?
Just do it. It's amazing.
Is that a spoiler?
No.
No, I'm just asking.
Is it in the movie?
It's in the movie. Oh, but it's not. It's in no way a spoiler.
I mean, it's history. But I feel like, you'd have to look it
up. It's on the internet. There's whole stories about
it. Now that we can talk about this, I'm glad. So who does Jason Bateman play in the movie? Does he play somebody that works for Nike?
He plays, I'm trying to think of his name. He's a Rob Strasser, who's the vice president of marketing for Nike.
Okay.
And he is so good.
And then who does Chris Tucker play?
Chris Tucker plays another executive at Nike who's really good and interfaces with Viola Davis, who plays Michael Jordan's mom.
Do you ever see Michael Jordan even like from the back?
You see him. You see the back of his head multiple times. But his mom, Viola Davis,
does he ever speak?
The,
does the character
never speak?
Jordan ever speak? Do you ever hear any? Is Jordan's dad in the movie at all?
Yes.
He's speaking part.
A speaking part. Yes.
Okay.
So it's but mom does most of the talking.
Worthy told me?
What? Worthy, they talk about Worthy a lot in the movie.
Okay, so I was with Worthy today.
Yeah.
He told me that they told Michael, keep in mind, Worthy was, the joke James tells is, he was, when they were at North Carolina, he says, "I was better than Jordan for about 2 weeks."
Yeah.
And he goes, once he figured out what was going on, then he took over. But he said, James said that because James had David Falk. Is David Falk in the movie?
David Falk is all over the movie, played by Chris Messina, and is just...
I love Chris Messina.
Oh, he's great.
By the way, that would be a guy for Emily. That's another that guy.
That's
Chris
a
Messina.
Good guy. Yeah, that guy.
Yeah, he's been great in everything. So James said they told Michael, if you come to Nike, and I guess this is talked about in the movie to something, like other shoe companies were after Jordan.
Yeah.
And
Converse and Adidas.
Yeah, and if you come to Nike... we think you're going to make $4 million in the first 3 years. And Jordan went, really? And he made $4 million in the first 3 months.
Yeah.
And he's been cashing those checks ever since.
Yep.
And that was in 1984.
Yeah.
And so think about it. That's how Jordan,
So one of the cool things about the movie, and I'm telling you, it just, the whole movie made me really happy. One of the cool things was, it was the first year that I was a DJ, and they were playing all music from that era. You know, it's like Cyndi Lauper, Time After Time, and Big Country, that song In a Big Country. I mean, all these songs were like from my DJ days. So it put me at a time and a place really, really, and I think, I'll be the first one to say it, Matt Damon's like one of the great solid actors we have in the world. I think he has a chance to win Best Actor for this.
So I listened to a podcast, Bill Simmons' podcast, with Damon and Affleck.
Yes.
And so when they were putting this movie together, there was a very bad breakup between Sonny Vaccaro and Phil Knight.
Yes.
I don't think it's talked about in the movie.
Nope, not at all.
And so they get ready to do the movie. They talk to Sonny Vaccaro.
Mm-hmm.
And then they go to talk to Phil Knight.
Yeah.
And show him the script. And they put the script down on Phil Knight's desk, and they said, we just spent 2 days with Sonny Vaccaro. And Knight rolls his eyes and goes, oh, great. What did he say? And Damon and Affleck said, he said, do you think he said bad things? And Knight goes, yeah. We had an awful, horrible breakup. He goes, he said, if you do this movie, make sure you highlight it was the time of our lives.
Mm.
He said, we could not believe how we caught lightning in a bottle.
Yeah.
And if he goes, if you guys are going to talk about how it ended, then I'm not interested. But if you're going to do a movie about how we got it off the ground, I'm in.
Yeah.
And so it's, in a weird way, it's going to reconnect these guys who were bitter enemies
yes.
for like 30 or 40 years.
Yeah.
And I'm sure they were all at the premiere together and doing all that stuff.
It is such an entertaining movie, really. And by the way, the difference between Bill Simmons' podcast and my podcast
yeah.
is he got Ben Affleck and Matt Damon. I got the guy who wrote it, which is actually really good.
I would totally listen to that.
Oh,
Is that out yet?
I'm doing it tomorrow morning. Yeah, doing it tomorrow
Tell
morning.
Tell me when you post
he's
it.
He's great.
I'll listen to the whole thing.
Yeah, he's great. He was a Chicago Bulls fan growing up in the era in Chicago in the Jordan era and wrote this dream project, first screenplay he's ever written.
Well, alert, Greg, I'm going to tell an old story. If you weren't listening yesterday, Michael, and this is kind of fascinating to me, Michael was part of this thing called the Flight Squad,
mm-hmm.
where they
not
had
the same story.
Yep, Pepe, same story,
literally from yesterday.
And so they had like 50 guys on their roster.
Yep,
and they kept maybe two or three of them, but they pulled all the money from the guys like Michael, you know, young good players, but not Michael Jordan.
Yes,
and gave it all to Jordan, and I think it kind of worked out okay.
Oh yeah, sure did, sure did. Yeah, it's a strong recommend. Whether you know the story or you don't know the story, whether you're a sports fan or not a sports fan, Air is really, really just a fun movie. All right, do we have an update on the Masters? Let's see.
Well, John Rahm and Victor Hovland, along with Brooks Koepka, are all in the clubhouse at 7-under 65. Those are your three leaders.
Okay.
Koepka, Hovland, Rahm.
What about Tiger?
Tiger is out there now, as is Max Homa. Max Homa is struggling a little bit. He's 2 over.
Do you know what Tiger is?
I don't, but I think he's probably...
Earlier I heard he was 2 over.
Yeah, he's not on the leaderboard, so I'm not completely...
And you have a bet with Michael Thompson that he won't make the cut.
Yeah, I say he will make the cut. The Masters is a very fun tournament to watch. And you can watch it. It's on ESPN all day today.
Tiger yeah. Woods is through at +2.
+2.
I think that's right where the cut's going to be.
Is
+1, +2.
So he's got a shot.
Yeah. Well, he's got to play good tomorrow.
Yeah.
And a lot of rain coming, by the way. Either tonight or tomorrow night.
Yeah, that's right. You sent a story over today that I think is interesting. In the city of Cincinnati. I found this on the web. Now, believe it or not, that's my phone.
Telling
my
you that you found something on the web.
What did it find on the web?
You know what? I don't know. I hate when things just randomly talk to me. All right. So Joe Burrow is so popular in Cincinnati, he ended up beating Fiona the hippo, which is apparently a thing in Cincinnati, the hippo at the zoo.
Yeah, Cincinnati is a world-famous zoo.
As the city's favorite Cincinnatian, it was Fiona the hippo.
For like 7 years running.
And now it's Joe Burrow's.
Right. Who would that be in L.A.?
That's my question. Who would that be in L.A.? Who is the most popular Angelino?
I'll tell you who it would have been 5 years ago. Vin Scully.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
But who is it now?
The most popular Angelino.
Kobe's gone. Vin's gone.
Jick's gone. They all would have been at their various times the most popular Angelino?
It's nobody from the Rams.
Nope.
It's nobody. It can't. LeBron and AD are imports. LeBron's from Ohio. AD's from Chicago. Is it
Magic?
I think Magic is on the list, but the way things ended with the Lakers, there are people that, you know,
still
didn't love that.
And he ran out as general manager.
Yeah.
Angelino, most popular Angelino.
Well, did they have to be from?
No.
Can so, be like from Shohei anything? Ohtani? Could he be?
So
I don't consider him an Angelino. Right. They don't
an
even
angel?
Play in
I think
Los
this
Angeles.
Is this. I think this is the type of thing we're looking for. If you're in a restaurant and the person walked in, it would be the biggest deal in the world.
It's Kim Kardashian.
She would be the most popular
Unfortunately,
Angelino?
I've been in a restaurant with Kim Kardashian, and it's a big deal, but she was so busy taking pictures of herself that nobody really walked over to her. Yeah, and she was at a table with like 10 people, and they all had their phones out taking pictures.
Right.
So with all her brothers and her
most
sisters. That's when she was
Angelino.
The kind. That is a good question.
Most popular Angelino.
Had a question, who is the most popular Angelino, like the most popular person in the city of Los Angeles.
Is Jack Nicholson up there?
Not anymore. He's kind of gone into hiding.
Yeah, we haven't seen him in a long time.
I'm trying to think.
Mm.
Would it be an athlete? Would it be an actor? Could it be a singer?
See, we've got. But see, I don't think of her. I like Adele, but
she's
in English.
She's a British import.
She's British. The Brits don't count.
Would Shaq still be a possibility? He still has a house here.
Does he? Shaq would be up there.
It's a great question. I don't know the answer.
Bergman, you don't have any ideas.
I just gave you like four and you poo-pooed them.
Yeah, we don't like your ideas.
So then why you ask me if I have no idea?
Jorge, what about you?
I was thinking of some of the similar ones to Bergman.
Yeah. Boss Amanda, any ideas?
Clayton Kershaw, but I don't think he's.
I wasn't paying attention.
I think.
So.
Thank you. We lost.
I think Clayton
we lost
Kershaw
Amanda.
Belongs
so
to
exciting.
Texas.
Yeah, yeah.
But if what you say, okay, we're saying belongs to, and like he's a Dodger, so
yeah. But as soon as the season's over,
he goes
back to
back
Dallas.
To Texas.
Yeah. They, yeah
is it
it's
like
a,
somebody from the Chili Peppers, like Flea.
No,
because
no.
Like Mason's
Flea, but...
mom and my mom wouldn't know who Flea is.
Right. Yeah, we'll put it on
like
Twitter.
People that, you know.
Okay, here's Hovick has a good idea.
Okay, Hovick's always good.
Snoop.
Oh, Snoop.
That's a good one. It's a good one.
Is a great one.
That's a really good answer.
That is a really good answer.
And he's uniquely Los Angeles.
He is
came
LA.
Up through the whole musical movement.
Yep.
Yeah,
Snoop is a really good call.
That might be the leader in the clubhouse.
Yeah. I hate when things just randomly talk to me. All right.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Somebody's saying DiCaprio. I don't look at him as a Los Angeles guy, even though he lives here. DiCaprio? Yeah.
When I was with Cranston, I had dinner with Leonardo DiCaprio. And
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Could not have been like more down to earth, approachable, really cool. He had the hottest girl in the world
I
on
bet.
His arm.
I once was playing basketball at Sports Club LA.
Yep.
And when you walk in, there's full court games going on all day.
Yeah.
And there's a big grease board. And you walk over and write your name on the board.
Yeah.
So there were like five, six names on the board. I think I was the sixth and I wrote my name. And the name right above me was Leo.
Right.
But I didn't know it was him. And so the game starts. He goes, okay, on one team is Jorge, Greg, Mace, Travis, and Leo. On the other team is John, Amanda, Bob,
yeah,
Ted,
right.
You know, blah, blah. And so I guarded DiCaprio
really?
For the game. And I was very nervous about, I didn't want to foul him. I didn't want to like do anything. That,
no, his face is his money maker.
Right,
you don't want to hit that.
Right. But he was completely competitive, just playing with his friends. Not a great player, but a good player, solid enough. We played for an hour, and that was it.
So when we were having dinner,
he's a Laker fan, by the way.
He ordered a whole bunch of food. Like, I remember burger fries.
Did he pull in RJ Bell and walk out on the tab and leave you the bill?
No, I said to him, how do you stay so thin? He says, I'm not thin. And he's actually not a thin guy.
Huh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. All right, coming up next for you. Let's see. Oh, the two Dodger players that are concerning me right now. Dodgers back on the field tonight in Arizona. It's Merrill Kelly for them. It's Dustin May for us. He was fantastic in his first outing. But
do the two Dodger players both have the same first name?
No.
Okay.
No. Do you know who they are, Bergman?
I think I have an idea okay, who they are.
I'll tell
I
you
think
next.
One of them has the name Miguel, but I thought it might be two of them.
I will tell you next. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
It's the GBBR, the Greg Bergman Blue Review with his chippy friend Clinton Yates. I like
that's
that.
Right.
Now, did you do one today?
I did do one
today. Is it out yet today?
It is not out yet today, but
don't we want it to come out earlier so that when people wake up in the morning, they're like, oh, I'm going to do the Blue Review. I'm going to watch the Blue Review.
I mean, they're pretty, you can watch them whenever.
Okay.
They're pretty evergreen.
All right.
But
yeah.
It'll be out at some point today. Well, they have to do the whole
up to 60% now on Rotten Tomatoes.
Hey, going up.
Yeah,
that's
review just
for.
Came in. All right, so I've got to tell me if I'm weird here. Don't answer
yes,
that question.
You're weird.
I knew that was coming. So when I pull off the freeway now and I exit at Grand or whatever the hell that exit is.
Yeah.
I don't even know. I just go to the same place every day. There's squeegee guys.
We heard the story before,
no,
guys.
This is not an old story. So there's squeegee guys. And they make me extremely nervous. Like
They start walking towards your car?
Correct.
Do you wave them off with like the no, no, no?
No. Here's what I've developed. I've developed money sign, shrug hands. Money sign, shrug hands.
What
like
does that
money,
mean?
I don't have any. Money, I don't
That's
have
probably
any,
true.
So they
you,
skip
you
my
don't
car.
Carry cash
I don't carry
most
any
of the
cash.
Time.
But they make
I
me
still
extremely
can't believe
nervous.
You don't carry cash. That is so short-sighted.
No, it's not.
What do you do if you have to tip somebody?
When do I need to tip somebody?
I need to
tip
do
them
it
electronically, like Starbucks, tip them electronically.
Yeah.
Uber, tip them electronically.
Yeah, but what do you do with like if you have to go to a place that has valet parking and the guy parks
what
your car?
What are the odds that I go somewhere where there's valet
well,
parking?
Well, I mean, I give $5 to the guy who takes my car at the Laker
game
every
day. I'm the guy
that
looks for street parking is
how
what
much
I am.
Money do you have on you right now? How much cash?
See, sometimes I don't even carry my wallet. Let's see. Right
Bergman,
now,
look up. How much cash you got on you?
I know already.
You know, without even looking?
Yes.
Okay.
I have absolutely nothing.
Morning,
I've got a gift card from Islands for $100. I've got an AMC movie ticket, and I've got several business cards, and that is it. I have no cash whatsoever. You, high roller, probably have cash. What do you got?
$389.
Whew. Wow.
So much money.
What do you need $389 on you for? You order on the Starbucks app.
Because I go to dinner a lot with big groups of people, and so if you want to pay your portion, you throw $100 on the table.
Give
that's
me
your
card.
I got a couple, but then that's mean.
Put $150 on my card.
Yeah, it's a hassle.
Do
to
it
later.
Like normal people do.
Here's a trick for the squeegee guys.
Okay, squeegee guy trick.
You hit the mist on your wipers.
Yeah.
And then you turn them on, and they walk away.
They walk away.
That's it.
So that's it. That's the international symbol for leave my windshield alone.
I've never thought of that.
Yeah, that's a good play.
Hey, NASCAR.
I still like money sign. Shrug hands.
Yeah. NASCAR Eddie points out he just looked up where is Leo DiCaprio born?
Yeah.
Los Angeles.
Oh, nice.
So maybe he is on the list.
Yeah. Leonard DiCaprio.
Yeah.
So, okay, the two Dodgers that are concerning me, John.
All right. One of them's got to be named Miguel.
No, Miguel Rojas, I think, is not. Here are the two guys that are really concerning me. They're guys that we're counting on. Like, Miguel Vargas is there to play shortstop. I don't think he's going to produce much offensively this year. But the two guys that concern me are Chris Taylor, who is now 1-for-14 with 5 strikeouts. It was a home run, but 1-for-14 with 5 strikeouts. And Max Muncy, who, again, has a home run, but he's 3-for-20 with 11 strikeouts. 3-for-20 with 11 strikeouts. Those guys do not look good to my eye. Bergman, what do you think?
So Chris Taylor, I fully agree with. He does not look good to my eye either. And as much as Max Muncy has struck out a bunch, when he does get out, he's hitting the ball hard and he's hitting it at people. So law of averages.
But 11 strikeouts and 20 at-bats.
Yeah, well, he
struck
five.
Out more than half the time.
He had 5 in the first game.
Yeah, so, he did. He did have five strikeouts
so
in the first game.
So since then, it's actually gotten a little bit better. He is striking out too much, but I've seen a couple walks, which is a big part of his game, and I've also seen him hit the ball really hard. I think he's going to start coming around sooner rather than later. Chris Taylor is extremely concerning, though.
Yeah.
Well, the reason why I'd be more worried about Muncy than Taylor is, who's your backup plan at third base?
Muncy bats cleanup. There you go.
Yeah, but well, and also, like, Taylor is somebody that you use as, like, a Kike Hernandez super utility guy.
You use him at second, you use him at short, you use him in left.
Right, but...
And neither guy was good last year.
Like, if Muncy doesn't hit 200, like, goes into a Cody Bellinger-type funk,
yeah,
you're kind of screwed. Who plays third, Greg, when Muncy can't play?
Miguel Vargas.
Miguel Vargas moves to third, yeah.
Has played over
there. And by the way,
and Taylor can too.
Here's the weird thing about Miguel Vargas. He's stepped to the plate 18 times. He has 9 walks.
Good for him.
He's walked half the time.
Walks as good as a hit.
Yeah, walks as good as a hit, exactly. Plate discipline. Yeah, tonight they're in Arizona, and the starting pitching has been fantastic so far, 2.17 ERA. Everybody's been good. Michael Grove, we're waiting for Tony Gonsolin to come back. I thought Michael Grove was okay, lost it in the fourth or the fifth inning in that game.
Yeah, I mean, Michael Grove was actually fine until that. He only gave him one hit until that fifth inning, and he kind of blew up just a little bit. So hopefully it gets better in the next
one. So if who do they play tonight, Arizona? They're at Arizona tonight, first road game,
yes,
right?
Yes, at Arizona. Merrill Kelly for them, okay, who started for Team USA in the World Baseball Classic final.
If the Dodgers, Bergman, are leading 3-2, going to the bottom of the ninth tonight, who do you want on the mound?
See, I mean, it depends. I mean, it depends on who's coming up and who they're going to. I would probably. Well,
let's say the heart of their order is coming up, 3-4-5.
3-4-5, then I want Phillips.
Yeah, I want Evan Phillips. But then who do you use in the seventh?
I mean, you'll probably lose.
Is Evan Phillips the closer? I think Evan Phillips is the closer.
There's so many things. Like, how far did Dustin May go? Did he go 6? Did he go 7? Brusdar Graterol will probably go in at some point.
But I think Evan Phillips is the closer.
I do not.
I do. I think he's the closer.
He's never going to be that role. He's the Blake Treinen role. He's the guy that he's going to do the 3-4-5. If the 3-4-5
he was there in the ninth inning the other
night. By the way, you know why he was in there the ninth inning, though? Is because Phil Bickford blew it.
Big Bickford!
Bickford! It was 5-0. Bickford came in, gave up 2 runs,
right,
and then they brought in Phillips. So that was the only reason that happened.
You mentioned Blake Treinen. Is he not coming back this year?
I don't know when he's
going to come back. I don't think he's coming back. I think if we look that up, he's not coming back, but they still have him under contract for next year. I think that's the way that works. They always do that. They always sign guys who aren't going to pitch in the first, and then they pitch in the second year and they're great. The one guy who I'm really high on in the bullpen is Caleb Ferguson. Caleb Ferguson was one of those guys they sat
lefty,
on last
right?
year. Lefty.
Yeah.
He's going to be in key situations, had a really good spring. That's a guy I'm really looking for production.
He's been coming in the next inning after the starter goes out. Recently, so 6th, 7th inning.
You know, Bergman, you know who you've given an inordinate amount of crap to?
Me?
A lot of people.
Well, yes.
Yeah.
I'm a very negative person, according to the Reddit.
Well, according to the Reddit, everyone's negative.
That's true.
Yeah.
Three letters. D-T-R.
Yeah.
D-T-R. Now, Ireland sent this report that he is flying up draft boards.
Flying up the draft boards,
Greg.
He started as a 7th round pick, and now they're projecting 3rd or 4th round, maybe 2nd.
Good for him.
Flying up the draft board, him and his small hands, you know he's going to the Raiders.
I would love for him to be able to do well in the NFL. I just don't think it's going to happen.
But small hands Kenny is doing okay in Pittsburgh. I think he's actually going to be good. Small hands Kenny.
Yeah, I mean.
Now small hands DTR.
Small hands DTR. Look, the only thing about DTR is I think he's a one-read quarterback.
By the way, we're talking about Dorian Thompson-Robinson.
Yeah, we should mention that.
Who has been the quarterback at UCLA since 1978. And he's finally graduated, and he's going to the NFL. And Bergman has a party once a week that he's no longer going to be the quarterback at UCLA.
I like DTR. He's a gamer, man.
I partied with DTR's dad's girlfriend.
Small hands.
Did you bring up the small hands thing?
I did not. But yeah. She told me just unbelievably cool kid, like really great, all that stuff. But she could really put him away. I'll tell you that much. Down in Costa Rica, she could put him away. DTR's dad's girlfriend. Drank me under the table.
Yeah, you're tough to drink under the table.
You're right. Couple of drinks, I'm gone. As everybody knows who's listening. All right, coming up next for you, there's a whole WNBA. I know it's not, nobody gets excited about WNBA, but there's interesting WNBA stuff. You've got some, Bergman's got some. We'll do it coming up next. I just didn't realize all this stuff about the WNBA that I learned today. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
Tell you what last night wasn't.
What a fortunate moment we find ourselves in.
We did not find ourselves in a fortunate moment last night.
No, it would be the opposite of whatever that is.
Unfortunate moment.
Yeah.
As the Lakers get slaughtered once again by the Clippers.
God.
So frustrating. So humiliating.
Yeah, but it doesn't mean anything if they win the next two. They just got to win the next two.
Yeah, get to the six. And hopefully Sacramento beats Golden State.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, even if they win the next two, they need help to get to the six.
Yes, yes.
So Friday night, Sacramento hosting Golden State. And then I think Golden State's last game over the weekend is a gimme.
Is a gimme, yeah.
Yeah.
So this is interesting. So there's a women's basketball player at UCLA. Her name is Charisma Osborne. Do you know her?
No.
By the way, if you name your kid Charisma, that is really hard to live up to, isn't it?
Well, apparently this one did. She's playing basketball at UCLA.
So she's got this option. She can, and this is the way it's sort of laid out. She could stay at UCLA.
Okay.
Fly charter and get NIL money.
Mm-hmm.
Or she could go to the WNBA, where she's projected to be a top draft pick, fly Southwest and make $69,000 a year.
Well, you've hit on the Caitlin Clark conundrum.
Yeah, I mean, this is
Caitlin
crazy,
Caitlin Clark
right?
would be better off staying at Iowa. She's a junior, even though she would be the first pick in the WNBA.
Yes.
Because they take better care of you when you're in college.
I mean,
the WNBA is, what's weird about it is, and that's why I was excited that women's basketball kind of had their day in the sun.
Yeah, they really did. Ratings way up for the women's basketball.
But the WNBA, they treat those girls like second-class citizens. Brittany Griner, the reason she was even in Russia when she got detained was that she needed the money. Like, Charles Barkley, during the tournament, Diana Taurasi and Sue Bird, who are two of the greatest women's basketball players ever, those two both went to UConn, both won multiple titles. They were awesome the entire time they were there. So they did like a Manning cast over the weekend.
Right.
And Charles Barkley actually had an idea that made sense to me. Do we have that, Jorge?
Yeah.
All right, there's Barkley talking to Sue Bird and Diana Taurasi.
You know, the WNBA is a great product, but y'all should not have to go to these crap countries to make money. These American companies should put y'all in commercials. They should partner with y'all. Even if they don't put you in commercials, they should partner with you to go back in some of these communities and help improve these communities. So I'm asking these American companies to step up so y'all don't have to go play in these other countries. They really need to do their part.
And that's interesting. I would imagine, you know, if let's say you and I own a company and we sell widgets.
Okay.
All right. Half of our customers are women.
Sure.
Actually, I think it's 51%.
51%. Yeah, a few more.
Yeah, it's even more, I think. Caitlin Clark is the most famous female athlete on the planet right now.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you hire her to be your spokesman or to do ads or Serena Williams or Sue Bird or, you know, some of these women's soccer players? I actually think that Barkley's not crazy here.
Well, the top salary in the WNBA is like $220,000.
Around 250, I thought. But
Breanna Stewart.
And only one girl can make it, right?
Yeah, Breanna Stewart.
You can have a designated.
So the top, there's only three people that have the same numbers. It's their base salary. So Jewel Lloyd has $228,094. So does Breanna Stewart, and so does Deanna Taurasi.
But some of these women are making like $10,000.
And that's why they got to go to like Russia and Turkey and all these,
right,
as Barkley calls them, crap countries.
Yeah.
The lowest paid player in the WNBA is Mercury's Kayla Davis, and she makes $1,607.
That's crazy.
For
$1,000.
Like the 27-year-old has the 151st ranked salary in the league at $1,607.
Her annual salary.
That's her salary.
Her salary
a week
for
or
the
a month.
Year.
That's just what it says. It says that's her salary.
It's got to be per week.
No, I don't think so. I think it is literally her salary.
Well, so then she has to go get another job.
Of course, yeah. You got to go get another job. When I worked in minor league baseball, all those guys had to have other jobs. Like I remember a guy named Ray Smith, who now is the manager of the something or other in Tennessee. He worked at the, not the Walmart, it was Joseph's grocery store. And I remember seeing him during the off season. He was working at the grocery store stocking shelves, because that's the way minor league baseball used to be.
Jorge and Greg, can I tell you something?
Nah.
Mason has told three stories. I don't even know if you've lied yet. You're doing the lie of the day.
Mm-hmm.
And any of them, I won't say what they are to protect the integrity of the contest,
yeah, sure.
But he's told three stories, and any of them, you're doing an excellent job.
That's my job.
Of throwing lie of the day stories out there.
Subterfuge.
There are three of them that it could easily be it.
I thought I had it already, and I don't
did
know
too.
If I do anymore.
I thought I had it, and then he goes left, and then he goes right. If you're a listener today, It's going to take a lot of luck to get lie of the day, because I know Mason really well, and he's told three. Have you lied yet? You don't have to tell me.
I don't know. Have I?
Yeah. Because there's a lot of friggin' possibilities out there.
Get Ray Smith on the show. Do me a favor. Get Ray Smith on the show. He's the manager of the something or others in Tennessee.
Yeah.
It's like an A-ball team.
Mm-hmm.
Look him up.
Yeah.
He's there.
Also, get the waiter that worked when he had dinner with DiCaprio or DTR's mom's friend, because all these people could be fake.
They're all in the money. They're all in the money, yes. We are giving away a 4-pack of tickets to the Acura Grand Prix of Long Beach, which is next week, if you can identify today's lie of the day. So, do you have a burner account, Ireland?
I do not. Should I get one?
Yeah, I got one.
See, well, I know you had one. I did have I had the Steve Munchkin burner account as a bit.
Did you set that up?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't remember what I used for a password, though.
Yeah, I do have a burner account that I sometimes use to defend myself.
Well, but wait a minute. Just the idea of having a burner account to publicly protect your brand.
Correct. Yeah,
good idea,
that's what
or bad
I'm doing.
Idea.
I'm protecting my brand. Yes.
No, you're doing it as a joke. You're doing it to have fun. Do you seriously send out tweets from your burner account that talk about how great you are?
Not all the time.
Okay, so you do.
Yeah.
Didn't I send you a story that an NFL coach is doing
yes,
that?
Yes, you did. That's why I brought this up.
Okay, so I don't think it's a horrible idea for a coach to do this. Because if you defend yourself, you come off like a schmuck.
Yes, yes.
But if it's some random egg on Twitter defending you to get your side of the story out there and at least present your side to the conversation,
right?
I don't have an issue with that.
Yeah, I mean,
Didn't Sixers GM Brian Colangelo get fired for this? But he had like five burner accounts.
He had a bunch of
burners.
I'm
not sure he should have.
No. Bergman, do you have a burner? Now, we also have parody accounts. We don't run those.
We do not run
like
those.
Like Steve Mason's laptop and
yeah.
Sophie
John
the
Ireland's
dog
forehead.
And John Ireland's and, forehead and yeah. all those people
no,
do.
Bergman's Peloton, which is kind of close to being sold.
Oh, no, it's not.
It is not.
It's close. A used Peloton.
It's close.
So sad.
Fingers crossed.
For how much?
$800.
So the price has come down.
Well, yeah, I was going to go down.
You were going to be at $1,300, and now you've cut $500 off.
He was going to sell it to you for $1,700.
I know. You wanted me to buy it for full price.
You're like John, the guy who owns the grocery store at the CNN building. You're just making up prices.
I mean, if you're going to pay it, then I would take it. I'm not seeing what the problem is here.
Yeah,
I don't have a burner.
The problem is
you handle my own.
The problem is that you still have a Peloton, and you haven't sold it. The
no,
problem
I've been
is
trying to
right, but the, you've overpriced it from the beginning.
No, it's not overpriced.
What are you asking for now?
Nine.
You were at no. What you just said eight.
No, I know, but he
you
offered
literally
me eight.
Just
he,
said eight.
He offered me eight, and I
now
said,
it's nine.
Right, but Greg,
no, I want. I
what
asked,
did
you ask me? What I asked for? I asked for nine.
Okay, what did you
see?
What did you pay for it?
It's being paid over time, but it was like
what 20, have you? What have you invested 20, in it so far?
Probably about $1,200 to $1,300.
And you'll sell it for $900.
Well, I'll sell it for $800. I asked for $900, but he offered me $800, so I said sure.
I'll give you $650.
No, he's offering me $800.
Who is?
The guy that's gonna buy it.
I'll give you $801.
You're not actually taking it, so I don't believe you.
Jorge's
lie of the day.
Jorge's gonna take it. Yeah, no, there's another lie of the day possibility. There's like five things. Yeah,
it's not a lie. If you believe it.
He's absolutely correct.
Hey, but for $200, I can take it to your place.
I know.
That's my deal. Yeah.
Definitely will. No, the burner account. Now, Kevin Durant has a bunch of burner accounts. He goes in there arguing on his behalf.
Yeah, but no, wait. Doesn't he just use his own Twitter account to argue? I don't think he needs a burner. He argues with eggs, with Twitter eggs that have like three followers.
Yeah.
And KD, who has like millions of followers, will get in an argument with them.
Do you ever get caught up in
I try not to.
Twitter disputes?
I'll give you an example.
Okay.
Somebody the other day said, hey, sent a tweet to me and you saying, Ireland, you're mispronouncing Dennis Schroeder's name.
Right.
So I DM'd him.
You DM'd this guy?
Yeah, I do this a lot.
Oh, really?
Because I don't want a public debate about it, but I DM'd him. I said, hey, here's a clip of Schroeder pronouncing his own name.
Right.
So you can see where I got it from. And then Schroeder says Schroeder, and then that's the beginning of it.
That's a lot of effort for just one guy.
It's one click.
Yeah. That's why. See, I try not to get hung up in that stuff.
It took like 15 seconds.
Although yesterday, I don't have like, here, access to my magic soundboard anymore.
Chat fight.
There you go. Chat fight.
John said public debate.
Chat fight.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know that the burner account is necessary. By the way, it's like Steve Mace. It's like Steve May 12345
well,
or something.
When
like
I
that.
Made up the Steve Munchkin name, there was somebody in Trump's cabinet with the name Mnuchin.
Oh yes.
So it was a combination of your name and Mnuchin's name. And it was Steve Munchkin.
That's where that came
and
from.
And I just wrote a bunch of like ridiculous stuff about you to see if anybody would believe it. But I did it to make you laugh.
Yeah,
you knew it was me.
Oh yeah, I knew it was you.
This is Dennis Schroeder of your Los Angeles Lakers. Here at Lakers basketball today.
What?
He just said Schroeder.
Yeah, but...
This is Dennis Schroeder of
okay,
your...
Schroeder.
So I'm going to send you, Jorge...
That's him saying Schroeder.
Yep, yeah, but I'm going to... But no, it gets lost in his German accent. So I'll send this to you, and you can... We'll have it for you at the top of the hour, where you can hear... This guy asked Schroeder, explain to me... He's sitting there with Schroeder. He goes, explain to me exactly how to pronounce your name. And Schroeder gets into what the umlaut means, how
oh,
that
yeah,
means an
sure.
ooh sound, and umlaut. How nobody... He said, the way to pronounce my name is Schroeder, but nobody can pronounce that.
Correct.
And so...
That's too yes. weird.
Okay, oh, you've got
Schroeder,
it?
Schroeder. Schroeder?
Schroeder, normally.
Schroeder.
Schroeder. So nobody can say it really.
Say it again.
Schroeder.
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 And then if you kept going on that, he would say, what's the two dots over the letter mean? And he goes, it's an U sound. U. So Schroeder.
Yeah. There. All right, there you have it. If you were the guy that
all right.
complained, there's the
okay,
answer.
Okay, so Hooper's X asked, did Mason ever guess his DoorDash
Chat
Postmates
fight.
Password? He did, but it took a month.
It did take a month. Do you want to hear something astounding?
You haven't been using your Postmates?
In 2023, there has been no order that has come to our house from Grubhub, DoorDash, Uber Eats, or any of the other ones.
Okay, this is at least the fifth thing you said that could be the lie of the day.
See, I think this is a great accomplishment.
That is...
Not a single time.
Okay. Yeah, now I'm absolutely confused. I think I've got it, but I'm not sure.
All right. We'll do What's Up, Fool, coming up next.
This is easily the most stories you've ever told to try and trip up the lie.
More, you never know. Could still be coming. All right. If you are riding in the back seat and you're injured in an Uber or a Lyft accident, totally different from a normal wreck. Your driver is covered by Uber or Lyft, so not only are you dealing with the other person's insurance, you got to talk with the rideshare company's insurance, too. You don't want to deal with this on your own. You got to have an expert, and my friend Jacob is the expert when it comes to handling Uber and Lyft cases. Years ago, Jacob and his team took on these cases before other attorneys. He understands all the nuances involved in this particular kind of accident. So if you're injured in any kind of rideshare accident, there is only one name to remember. That is Jacob, Jacob, Jacob. Remember, a lot of attorneys say they'll fight for you. Call Jacob. He'll win for you. 844-24-JACOB. That's 844-24-JACOB. 844-24-JACOB. Or remember, or injury, call Jacob and Ronnie. Call Jacob.com. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Thanks, Chris. All right, so Mark Cuban is out and he's blaming, well, partially blaming the loss of Jalen Brunson and the rough season thus far, not on his team or lack of defense, but on Rick Brunson, Jalen's father, who are both with the Knicks now, saying things went south once the parents got involved. Are you Team Cuban or Team Brunson here?
I like Mark Cuban. I may be in the minority here, but I've always liked him. I like the fact that he doesn't duck stuff. He faces the music. I've never known Mark Cuban to lie, so I believe him. And there's nothing wrong with this. Jalen Brunson was a free agent. Leon Rose, who was his dad Rick's agent when Rick played in the NBA, hired him to be an assistant coach for the Knicks. He's Jalen's godfather.
Yep.
And Jalen just wanted to go play for the Knicks. So I think Cuban got tired of people saying, well, you blew it. You didn't re-sign Jalen Brunson. And what Cuban said was, he never gave us a chance. He was always going to the Knicks.
Right.
So I have zero problem with it.
Yeah, I'm always on the side of the player. If Jalen Brunson's dad wanted him to out of Dallas, then that's his business. I totally get it. He's a great young player.
Right.
He's obviously had a really good year for the Knicks.
I'll tell you where I do disagree with Mark, is, and maybe he's just posturing to protect his options, but he said, Greg, in that same interview, that he's going to offer Kyrie Irving a long-term contract. Kyrie Irving and Luka Doncic don't work together.
Not at all.
And he said 19 games isn't enough of a sample size. Yes, it is.
By the way, what's weird about that is, and they've been terrible since he came on, but what's weird about it is they're both putting up points. It's just neither one plays any defense.
A lick of defense.
They don't get any stops.
None.
Wait a second. You said 19 games is enough of a sample size.
Yeah.
The Miami Heatles started off 9-8.
That's right.
17 games.
Right.
And
but
just
good.
Look at the league. The league defensive stops are at a premium right now, and they don't get any. Both of those guys are scoring at will.
And I would argue, Greg, that LeBron James, Chris Bosh, and Dwayne Wade are better players, better, they're all Hall of Famers. I think Kyrie and Luka are going there one day, but they're not there yet.
No.
So I would cut bait on Kyrie. I would
don't be a Laker. That's all I care about.
I just wouldn't offer him a contract. You don't have to be mean about it. Just say
they gave up so much though.
We tried. Did they?
Yeah, they gave
up all their defense.
They gave up their defense.
Right.
But Dorian Finney-Smith and those guys, Dinwiddie. Those guys are great two-way players, and they made a difference down there.
I think it would be a mistake for Dallas to bring Kyrie back, but he says he's going
to
do it.
He says he's going to.
And then if he does that, he's open to a whole ton of criticism because we're all watching the same thing.
What's up, foo?
All right, so the Mavericks, sticking with Dallas apparently, the Mavericks' Reggie Bullock has spent $2 million of his own dollars to buy his own private island off the coast of Belize. It's a 5-acre island that he's going to put resorts on and make it into an investment opportunity. He has dubbed it Bullock Island. Kind of boring, but whatever, it's his. What would you name your island if you could have it?
You have an island.
You have an island. It's yours.
It's my island.
Ireland Island.
No, mine would be Shamrock Island.
Shamrock Island.
Ooh, yeah. That is a good one.
Either that or Keep Out.
Keep Out?
I don't want any people. I want the island to myself. What island is Ireland on? Keep Out.
What about it, Mace?
Isle of Mace doesn't really...
Like Isle of Dogs?
No.
Isle of Dogs is a good movie.
No, Mason could own High Island.
High Island?
Yeah. Where are you going?
That's a good one.
I'm going to High Island.
High Island. It would be. We'd grow our own.
As you should.
It's your island. It's an island. Exactly.
It's your island. Jorge?
I like something that Circle of Trust says. Hip, hip, Jorge.
Hip, hip, Jorge.
So the island's going to be called Hip, Hip, Jorge?
Exactly. Where are you going? Hip, Hip, Jorge. That's where I'm going.
I like that. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. I'll name my boat that.
Wait a minute. Did they use that in the Circle of Trust for you?
No, when we go to remotes, like a pickleball.
Yeah.
They would see me. They'd be like, hey, Hip, Hip, Jorge, like a group of them. And I'm like,
okay.
Oh, okay, cool. I like it. That. I'll stick with it.
Bergman, what about you?
So there's already a Bergman Island. That's a real thing already.
That's true. There is
really?
Bergman Island.
Where?
Yeah, there was a movie that was made out about it. God, who was it? It was
with an A-list actor or a B-list actor?
Kate Hudson or Samuel L. Jackson? Yeah.
Russell Crowe?
According to Emily, nobody is a A-list actor.
Bergman Island was a movie.
Yes, that's what I was saying. And it's a real place inspired by Ingmar Bergman.
Yeah, it stars.
Yeah, she was beautiful.
Tim Roth is in it. Yeah,
yeah. Pretty good. So I'd probably name it after something after Riley. Riley Island.
Riley Island is, by the way, Maite Island is a great name, too.
Oh, yeah.
That's Maite a really Island good name. Would be a good name.
Sure. Yeah. What's up, fool?
What's up, fool?
Jorge was done with that question.
No. That was the name of the island. What's up, fool?
Oh, what's up, fool? That's a good name for an island. Yeah.
Okay, so this morning, usually people for their birthday or like when they graduate on their windows, they write class of 2023 or yes. Happy birthday to whoever's friend is. This morning during traffic, I noticed a woman. Blasting music and super happy. She said, just divorced. Should we celebrate divorces?
100% yes. You know why divorces are so expensive, Jorge?
Why?
They're worth it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you should absolutely celebrate a divorce because a lot of people stay in marriages that are loveless because they just never pictured themselves divorced.
And it's-
no, they just said, I committed to be in this for better or for worse. I'm staying in it.
Right.
For no other reason than they don't want to break the commitment. But if you're miserable and your partner's miserable, you should absolutely get divorced.
Yeah.
You have a right to be happy.
Yeah.
If you're, for whatever reason, if you're with a person and neither one of you are happy, don't stay in it just to stay in it.
Right.
You know, you're entitled to happiness.
Sure, sure. Yeah, I mean, I think there's an easy way to avoid divorce, which is just don't get married, which is my strategy.
Right, which yeah. A lot of people do.
Yeah. I don't picture myself as I understand the celebration because it's hard. People get stuck in marriages.
Greg,
and
when you got divorced, didn't you feel a tremendous sense of joy and relief?
It was probably the happiest day of my life
outside of
Riley being born.
That's nice.
Yeah. So you realize that you were given a clean slate.
Yes.
Your life was starting over.
It is everything.
It is, Jorge, to answer your question, it is absolutely cause for celebration. In many cases, more a cause to celebrate than when you got married.
Yeah, I agree.
Because, it, like, Greg, you're a good example of this. You got married with the best of intentions. You realized, oh, gosh, this isn't it. And you got out. Good for you.
It actually was very, very nice.
Okay, so I have a,
it was a very nice divorce.
So I have
it was very nice to escape.
I have a buddy of mine, a guy I play,
she's happy too.
A guy I play golf with who he got divorced. It was a very hard thing for him to do. Him and his wife were married for 20 years. They had a good, successful marriage. They raised three kids. And so he goes through the difficult step of getting, and costly step of getting divorced. And on the one-year anniversary of his divorce, he was feeling somewhat like a failure and guilty, but he knew he did the right thing, and he just said, I'm just going to go play golf.
Yeah.
Goes to the golf course, hits his first ever and to this day only hole-in-one.
Wow.
So that it was a sign from the golf gods that he did the right thing.
I know a news anchor, and I worked with this guy for a few years, and he told me one night, I can't make enough money. I'm like, what do you mean you can't make enough money? He said, I've been divorced twice, and the more I make, the more I give them.
Right.
Which is the reality, especially multiple, that you, well, you
lose a lot
of money.
Well, remember when we had Larry King on, and Larry King, before he passed away, had been married 7 or 8 times.
Des Moines, go!
And we asked him, we said, would you ever get married again? And he said, absolutely. I said, even though you've been divorced 7 times? And he goes, I'd do that again, too. It's even better than when you get married.
God, so, when we had him on during the pandemic, that was such a great, great interview. He was so funny.
What's up, fool?
So we're pretty much out of time. Do you want one more, though?
Yeah,
do one more.
Okay, and I'll give you a choice. Do you want it to be about a museum or about P. Diddy or Diddy or Puff Daddy?
Let's go museum.
Museum.
Museums for 100.
Museums for 100. All right. If I can speak, the mummies of Guanajuato in Mexico are on display at the Museo de las Momias de Guanajuato.
Well said.
Well said.
You have nailed it. Your Spanish lessons have paid off.
El Museo de las Momias de Guanajuato. There you go.
That's what it was. Thank you, Jorge. They are a unique set of mummies from the 1800s that were accidentally mummified after being buried in crypts in dry,
mineral soil. How do you get accidentally mummified? Isn't a process to mummify something?
Because they were being buried in crypts in dry, mineral-rich soil, and it mummified them.
Okay, got it.
They are now showing signs of life while on display through possible fungal growths. I mean, a zombie
that's
apocalypse.
That's like The Last of Us.
Yes. I mean, a zombie apocalypse was next on the bingo card anyway.
Yeah.
But what exhibit does it take to actually get you to go to a museum? Is it mummies, arts? What will get you to go to a museum?
Well, I'm a big Getty guy. No, I'm not.
No, you're not at all. Don't even look.
You should have let that roll. Yeah. That could have been like number 7 on the list.
I went to the Motion Picture Museum, which is fantastic. It's over where the Peterson Auto Museum used to be. I saw a
Godfather
exhibit
there. You ever
been to
the newsroom
there?
In Beverly Hills? No. Which is a broadcast news museum.
Oh, no.
Yeah, really good.
Museum of Television Arts and Sciences really
it
great.
It should be something, Greg, that you have a legitimate interest in. Don't just go to, like I've never been to the Getty. I drive by it every day.
I've never been to
it's
the Getty.
It's right next to Mountain Gate.
The golf course.
Yeah,
exactly.
I go right by it. I've never been. Amazing story about the Getty.
Yeah.
There have been a lot of fires up there.
Yeah.
The Getty has so much expensive art in it that it is completely fireproof. If the entire mountain catches on fire, the Getty is protected.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know how they did it, but they completely fireproofed the entire structure, so the art won't burn. They paid millions for it, but then it's completely fireproof.
I do feel stupid that I have never been to the Getty, and I know it's like a really big deal, and I probably should go at some point.
Or the Grammy Museum is like down the block.
Oh, I've been to the Grammy Museum. We actually spoke at the Grammy Museum.
And by the way, I've seen those mummies in Guanajuato.
Oh, you have?
Yeah.
Were they showing signs of life?
No, they're just laying there. And it's pretty cool. They have mines too, and they show you the minerals and all everything. It's a pretty cool spot.
Cool. Yeah. Bergman, you a big museum guy?
I like museums. I actually do. King Tut was at the Getty for a little while. I don't know if it's still there or not, but it was for a little while, which is pretty cool. There's one in Pasadena that I went to that was really fun to go to too.
What's it called?
I forget what it's called off the top of my head, but it's in Pasadena.
Oh yeah, that one.
I know the Pasadena
that's
Museum.
I
can look it up really fast. But, you know,
I don't care that much.
Well, you're not going to go anyway. So who cares? I'm going to find it out now just to spite you.
Go for it. All right, coming up next for you: is it smart for a manager?
Norton Simon Museum.
There you go. Is it smart for a manager or a head coach to call out one of their players publicly?
This is a good question, because if you look at the managers, coaches we have in town, they would never do it.
Yep.
Dave Roberts would never do it. Sean McVay would never do it. Darvin Ham would never do it.
Nope.
Yeah, we'll get into it next. It's an interesting question.
Mason Ireland, 710 ESPN.